Good evening, dirty girls and boys. Josephine is wrapped up in that fuck. A Papilius Erecti is the episode. So we've been wrapped up in wardrobe malfunctions for the last couple episodes, and we decided, okay, let's mix it up and throw some poetic devices into it. We came up with the Latin phrase, A Papilius Erecti. This gets into that wardrobe malfunction we've been talking about with Anne Hathaway and her nipple dress, and that's what this is about. So we came up with another song last night to kind of mask our passion with this Latin title, A Papilius Erecti, which means erect nipples. We've just been totally getting off on that idea of feminine arousal and how it can be very sexy, very central, and make you just come all over yourself. So we came up with this song. We also came up with a song called A Girl Named Dude, which is about me. And then we came up with a song, Come Doesn't Mean You're Done, Hun. And that basically, you know, when a man is with a woman, and he comes first, the come show is done. It's over. And I don't think it should be over. I think you should satisfy your lover, even if you're satisfied first. So that's what this is about. And we get down and dirty. That we think all sex is beautiful, so it's not really dirty. It might be what you think. That might be your interpretation. So, yeah, we were playing with harmony. Now we're getting back to the rough stuff. All these songs were written with our analog sense, especially our Moog grandmother, which we're getting really heavy into. The use of the sample and hold circuit, the high pass and low pass filters, and just playing with her as heavy as we can. And we're always finding new ways to get our Moog drummer from another mother to give us new beats. We continually experiment with running it through a really interesting looping envelope that is part of the Mini Brute 2S. And using state variable filter on the Mini Brute 2S to run the DFAM through. So that's how we're getting some of these sounds. And also using the percussive nature of the Mini Brute 2S is a lot like a DFAM. You have a digital sequencer. You can do a lot more steps on it, and you can add a lot of variation. So if you use the Mini Brute 2S, you can add like bass drums or kicks or cymbals or hi-hats into your DFAM groove. And then if you record it like we do, where we play the filter or play the surface controls as we record it directly into a hardware recorder, we get that hard fucking sound. It gets my A Papilius Erecti. And so one thing we've been looking at is, we're going to talk about it again, is we were looking at a comparison between the Prophet 5, and the Prophet 6, and the Prophet 10. And the big thing I didn't realize is the Prophet 10 is they got a 61 key keyboard, versus the Prophet 6, I think it's only 49, which is a big draw. There's a lot more heft to it. There's a lot more space on the controls, somewhat like what you see on a grandmother and a matriarch, and that's a good thing, because when I'm playing the grandmother, or when a phantom plays the grandmother, one of the great things about it is all the surface controls like a Hammond organ. You pretty much can you can get to everything while you're playing. Excuse me. So that's a big draw. And if you go to a Prophet 6, it's not that you can't do it, but they're a lot tighter. You can make a mistake by like hitting a knob. So the fact that the knobs are spaced out is better, even though there's more capability and the onboard effects, the sub oscillator on the 6, is this the Prophet 10, after looking at a comparison that was out there, Loop Pop kind of put me onto it, and it is a great machine. And you have to think, like, maybe I could still keep my Juno for my piano, or I could always get like a Jupiter X to get the RD piano that I want, and replace my JDXI with a Jupiter XM. And that might be a good idea, because it pretty much can do everything everything I'm using my JDXI for is kind of inside the Jupiter XM, except it's got more of the synths I want, like Jupiter 106 and all that stuff, and a Jupiter 8. So if I got the sequential Prophet 10, I could always run the Jupiter XM into it, and then use the keyboard as the controller. And since I already have this is kind of the argument I had about whether you get a Phantom workstation or we continue with what we've got. And the thing is, we've never had an analog polysynth, and everything I see about the Prophet 10 is everything maybe that the Moog 1 is not. It's just easy to program and create sounds. It's not a big workstation. That's not what it is. It's a sound playground, and it looks like it's got a lot of capability. It's got a lot of warmth. It's kind of what you want in analog polysynth. And to have a Prophet 10 would, given what we play, it probably is more in line with what we want to do. We would like to see if Moog is going to try to make, maybe make a compromise where you take a matriarch and allow it to save patches and then increase the voicing to go, compete against something like a Prophet 10. If you could do that, or even make a dumbed down Moog 1. They already have an 8 voice Moog 1, but maybe take it down a step where you don't have to have the 3 synths, maybe just 1, and still have the sequencer. Maybe they could bring it down to compete. I don't know. But I'm really leaning toward a Prophet 10 as the next thing after I get all my recording gear, because we want to get some additional gear for our live shows. And we've been very enamored with a Roland video mixer, which allows you to take in, like, I think 3 to 4 HDMI signals and do the video mixing on your PC, so you can have like multiple camera show, and get that with some Zoom cameras, and then do live shows with multiple camera shots. And that's, and given the fact that we can't tour because of COVID, that might be a really good idea. And then we can kind of do it the way we want, and see if we can actually get some tickets. We did see that an alternative, to doing Facebook Live and everything, is actually doing a Zoom concert. You sell tickets, and you set it up so you actually can see the audience, and that gives you the feedback. We saw a DJ do that an event that we attended for this interesting thing that happened on the weekend. And he's like, maybe that solves the problem about the feedback of not seeing the crowd. And when you see people dancing and swinging about, then that gives you a little feedback. When you're playing, you just got to prop up your laptop so that, you can see it while you're playing. So another device you got to buy. But we're happy that we've been able to keep on writing all these songs. We do want to remix and remaster a lot of these tracks. Using the SoundCloud mastering, we've been waiting. We just had a problem with our paycheck not coming in on time, which is, I don't know if it's the COVID thing, but we never had that problem before. So we're waiting to see what's going on with our money. Because there's stuff we want to do today, And we can't get our mastering done. We can't get some other stuff done. We want to get some stuff and the ZZ Sounds. And, you know, it's the way it is, you know. I don't want to have to get back out on the street. You know, I'm not beneath that or above that. But you do what you have to do. And so, like, if you want to keep me from being on that dark corner, maybe you want to subscribe to the podcast. You know, you can do it for 99 cents a month. That's $12, less than your Happy Meal. And then you get to hear me all the time. And so I think you might want to do that. And so why don't you, check out the Anchor FM has a way for you to securely take care of us. And we would appreciate it very much. And additionally, we have a one-time payment capability through PayPal Me. And if you want to help Josie and keep me off the corner, that'd be cool. And we'll talk to you folks later. Paper bills are red tide. Goddamn, she's not shy. Nothing to come here to look in her eye. Paper bills are red tide. Goddamn, well, she's not shy. She's always getting high. Ain't no lipsticks round here. Even a flag of the queer. Ain't no lipsticks allowed around here. You're getting into the weird. April Peel is a guy. Goddamn well, she's not shy. We're just looking at her. April Peel. You're looking to come in, look in her eye. All girls and guys wanna get deep inside. But yeah, the clock circles around her in time. And you know why. April Peel's a red tie. Goddamn, well, she's not shy. Look at all those girls and guys. April Peel's Eric Pack. Goddamn well, she's not shy. They just a cool able to look in her eye. Ain't no limp dicks allowed round here. Even a flag of the queer. Everything is weird. That come here to look from out the garland where the deer eat me. Just a look in her eyes. It's a feeling, a rectangle. Goddamn well, she's not shy. But she should bite by. Ain't no lipsticks around here. Even the flag of a queer. Everybody get weird. Everybody's trying to serve about our lives, my dear. Healers, a red kind. Goddamn, she's not shy. Look at all those girls and guys. Her car circles around her thighs. Everybody wants to come inside. You know what you want tonight. She's a fish fry. April Peel is erectile. No one thinks she's not shy. And you know what? April Peel is erectile. Goddamn well, she's not shy. Bye, bye, bye. No limp dicks around here. Even the flag of the queer. Things get weird around here. She's constantly wet, my dears. Baby.
ain't no limp dicks around here. Even the flag of the quill. Every pet, my dear. She constantly wet my tears. If I feel as wicked, she's not shy. You got nothing to hide. Feels a record. You know why. She's up on the girls, she's down on the guys. Everybody's circling around her in the dark. Feels a record. God damn well, she's just not shy. She's fine. Feels a record. God damn well, she's not shy. She got nothing to hide. Abstinence is a lie. You're gonna get inside. Abstinence is a lie. When a girl like her wants to ride, her being is an erect tie. And you know why. You know why. Why? Abstinence is a lie. When a girl like her comes to ride, either in and out around her thighs. She's got to come and look in her eyes. If a penis is a rectangle, goddamn well you show she's not shy. Come alive, brother, dude.
a girl named Erin. Tongues in the triangles, load. Come over, come over, yo. She is squirt, coming over you. She's a squirt on your door. Air midriff trap. Paint all of load. Paint all of you. Peach of food, peach of peach. Yeah, bear me drifted. There's a girl named Dude. Tongues in the triangles, load. Come over, come over you. You know she's a squirter, too. Squirt over you. Girl, there's a girl named Dude. Peach blonde bear midriff trip. Tongues in the triangles, load. Triangles, load. Yeah, she's a squirter. Influences and all the proof. All the influences, all that's the proof. All the influences, all over you, dude. Tongues in the triangles, proof. The cum of influence is all over you. Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. Really, really thought you were the one. Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. With the silver tongue. Really, I thought you were the one. But all you do is wanna have fun. Really, I thought you were the one. You're slapping it down with your silver tongue. Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. Really thought you were the one. Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. I thought you wanna have fun. I thought you were the one. Don't you wanna taste my tongue? Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. Really, really thought you wanna have fun. Another disaster, just another rap bastard. I thought you wanted to taste my tongue. Don't you want to see you in all night? Done. Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. Really, really thought you wanted to just another disaster, just another rap bastard. You're slamming down your silver tongue. That's how you see you have done. Go!
Just another disaster, just another rap bastard. Slamming down with your tongue. Just another rap bastard, just another disaster. You're slamming down with silver tongue. Really thought you wanted to see you now.
Just another disaster, just another rap bastard, just another buckle of silver tongue. Slam it down, huh? Slam it on the bun. Slam it down with your silver tongue. Done is done. Just another CUM hunt.
Just another rap bastard. I thought you were the one. Putting fingers